Richard Hill is a senior lecturer at Southern Cross University. He described the statistics on the Iraq War as staggering. Besides U.S. troop casualties of 4,000 killed and 100,000 injured,
2 million Iraqis killed out of a population of 25 million. 2.5 million internally displaced persons and another 2.5 million or more refugees. In U.S. terms, that would be 60 million displaced or refugees. 5 million orphans, 1 to 2 million widows. The cost of the war heads up into the trillion-dollar range.
Michael Odoman, a journalist and human rights consultant, said Richard Hill and he wanted to know what Iraqis thought of the invasion. They read Iraqi blogs on the internet and interviewed hundreds of refugees in Sweden, Jordan, and Syria. The picture they draw in their book is sobering.
The only word to describe this level of destruction is sociocide. It basically means a destruction of a way of life. Not just the deaths and the displacement, but also the damage to culture, museums, libraries, 9,000 artifacts from the Baghdad Museum that are still missing. Iraq is rich in archaeology. Sites were completely overrun. And then you also have religious and ethnic groups. Before the war, there's about 50,000 Mandaeans. They're actually a very peaceful group, almost Quaker-like. And today, numbers are about 4,000 to 5,000.
And many minorities, including homosexuals, says Mr. Odoman, were protected under the Saddam Hussein's regime against the religious fundamentalists who now openly persecute them. But what about the fate of women?
If anybody thinks that these wars of occupation and plunder were waged on behalf of the women, either of Iraq or Afghanistan, women in Iraq before the war, even under the very unpleasant regime of Saddam, had complete freedom. They were very prominent in national life. There were a larger percentage of women parliamentarians than there were in the House of Commons in the UK. All of that is gone now. The women feel that they've lost everything.
And if one compares the current situation to how Iraqis lived under Saddam Hussein,
the unemployment rate in Iraq recently would be at anywhere between 25 to 70%. The economy was destroyed. This was a tremendously economically powerful country. When I lived in the Middle East, Iraq was regarded as the sort of powerhouse of the region. Heavily industrial, very advanced, the best universities, the best medical care, free for all Iraqis, very high standard. They exported doctors and professional people. All of that has been destroyed.
And so Richard Hill and Michael Odoman wrote a book where Iraqis can finally tell their stories in their own voices and answer this question in most Americans' minds.
Why is there this hatred of the United States in the Arab world and elsewhere? It's because we're invading their countries and we're killing thousands needlessly. So the only time someone can support dropping a bomb someone else is if the person they're doing it to is completely dehumanized. And so this book humanizes Iraqis.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.